The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
All right, the field is given the one to go sign. 25 cars get ready to do battle here at Ocala Speedway. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, $3,000 a win, 50 laps as we get ready to go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Side by side, here they go.
Ocala Speedway, get up on your feet. Here they come. Green flags in hand. We're underway. Mark Wagner leads the pack down into turn number one. The way of Keith Nosfish. Here comes the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald and Nosfish side by side. And they head down the backstretch. The 12 of Jackie Nosfish right there in the fourth position.
At turn number four, your first lap leader, Johnny Collins. The five of Whitener, lap number one in the books. Then it's the 101 of Nosfish, the 7 of Fitzgerald, the 12 of Jackie Nosfish. Battles all over the track now, back there in the 10th spot. Tyler Ivey trying to make his way back up through the field. 38 of Patrick Williams is your fifth place car. Then it's Johnny Collins in 6th. Double 0 of Billy Costello in the double 0 of Russell Brown running 7th and 8th. Whitener really pulling away now from the 101 of Nosfish and the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to make a move on the inside of the 101 of Nosfish. 3 laps in the books, and this one's already heating up. Here comes Whitener coming up towards the tail end of the field, getting ready to move into lap traffic. Jackie Nosfish in the 3rd spot. Side by side, big pile up, big pile up. Big pile up over in turn number 3. Looks like Adam Biedenbaugh, 24 of Dennis Williams, Bobby Clark in the 51. Couple more cars over there involved in turn number 4. 19 of Roger Krause also. Looks like 26 of Adam Biedenbaugh is starting to roll off from the wreck. Couple of cars got some pretty good damage over there in turn number 4. So, red flag on the speedway. And it sounds like the 0 of Rich Pratt done over there in turn number 4. He is involved. 19 of Krause over there sitting idle. Got the wreckers over there, safety crews. Looks like all the drivers are okay. All the drivers are okay. Homes of Merit has been building homes and businesses for over 35 years, and they take pride in their motto, dollar for dollar, square foot for square foot. Homes of Merit are the best homes you can buy, period. In 1999, they became the Champion Industries, one of the largest and most respected home builders in the U.S. They are proud to sponsor the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Visit their model village located in Bartow, Florida, tour the factory, and walk through their beautifully decorated homes. Let Homes of Merit serve your new home needs. For all your land clearing needs, make sure you get a hold of United Land Clearing, Terry and Virginia Rye, 904-237-4600. That's 904-237-4600. That's United Land Clearing. All right, as we get the track cleared, make sure you check out all the action for the United Dirt Late Models on UnitedDirtLateModels.com. Next race for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series will be March the 28th. $10,000 to win at the Golden Isle Speedway. First annual United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series in Georgia. The Georgia State Late Model Championship. 0 of Rich Pratt being towed off. Heavy damage on that car. He was a provisional to start this race. So the 5 of Whitener is your leader. The 101 of Keith Nosfish in 2nd. And it's a 7 of Fitzgerald. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7. The 12 of Jackie Nosfish and the 38 of Patrick Williams. The 5 of Johnny Collins. The 00 of Billy Costello. Then the 00B of Russell Brown Jr. 47 of Tyler Ivey. The 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. 18 of J.O. Nobles, 2 of Brandon DeWitt. 6 of Clay Biedenbaugh, the 31 of Shane Williams, the 1 of Wayne Schubert, 24 is Dennis Williams, the 17 of Dusty Cone, 32 of Philip Cobb, 1 of Jordy Nipper, Bobby Clark in the 51, and 02 of Travis Roden. After the race at Golden Isles, we move on April the 17th, the Penton Speedway in Alabama. On a Friday night race, then April the 18th, East Alabama Motor Speedway, a Friday and Saturday show in Alabama. Second annual Alabama Clash at East Alabama. Mark Reitner, the winner the first time we went to East Alabama Speedway, beautiful speedway located in Phoenix City, Alabama. Of John Rankin also exiting the speedway. Going to get him lined up in that Delaware restart. All right. Flagman going to give him the one to go sign this time by. They're lined up in the Delaware restart. Mark Whitener out front all by himself. Then behind him, the 101 of Nosbusch, the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald. 4 laps in, 46 laps left to go in tonight's 50-lap United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series race. Here they come to the stripe. Whitener fires in turn number 4, the green waves. Mark Whitener takes him down into 1. The 7 of Fitzgerald moves up into the second spot with the 12 of Nosbusch right behind the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. 38 of Williams now losing a little bit of ground. Drops out of that top 5 with a 00 of Russell Brown moving on the inside of him. Johnny Collins up into that top 5. Collins now working on the inside of the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch for that board position. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 trying to close in on the 5 of Mark Whitener. Whitener still holding that position. 6 laps quick off the books. Back behind them, the 00 of Russell Brown battles the 38 of Patrick Williams. 0 of Billy Costello now feeling the heat of the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd moves on the inside. The 00 of Costello, the Tyler Ivey in the 47 follows him through. Clicking off positions now as they try to make their march towards the front. But up front, it's the magic man, Mark Whitener. Whitener now only a few car lengths away from the 51 of Bobby Clark. He'll go a lap down in about 2 more laps. Whitener continues to lead. The 7 of Fitzgerald in the second spot. The 101 of Nosbusch is third. Johnny Collins up to that fourth position now. The 12 of Jackie Nosbusch is fifth. The 00 of Russell Brown. Then it's the 38 of Williams, but he's going to lose a position now as the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd dipping down low. Here comes the 5 of Whitener now as he makes his way through lap traffic. He'll get around Biedenbaugh in the 26. He's coming up on the 24 of Dennis Williams as they head down the backstretch. 10 laps in the books, 40 laps left to go. Ivan and Lloyd getting around the 38 of Williams, and he brings the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Next one on his mission, the 00 of Russell Brown. Jason Fitzgerald now closing in on the 5 of Whitener, right on his back bumper as they maneuver through lap traffic, down into 1. Around the 24 of Williams, on the inside of the 02 of Travis Roden. Here they come, down into 3. 101 of Keith Nosbusch in the third position. Tyler Ivey now gets around the 21 of Ivan Lloyd, moves up into position, And caution flag on the speedway. Looks like the 32 of Philip Cobb brings out the caution flag on the backstretch. Just slow on the backstretch. All right, Mark Whitener continues to lead. Jason Fitzgerald riding right on his back bumper in the second position. Third spot, the 101. Ziegler Racing Edge's fast qualifier. Keith Nosbusch in that four spot. The 5 of Johnny Collins. The 12 of Jackie Nosbusch. 00 of Russell Brown. The 47 of Tyler Ivey. The 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. 38 of Patrick Williams. The 2 of Brandon DeWitt. The 18 of J.O. Nobles. The 31 of Shane Williams. Clay Beatenbaugh in the 6. The 1 of Wayne Schubert. 17 of Dusty Cohn. The 1 of Jordy Nipper. The 51 of Bobby Clark. The 02 of Travis Roden. 24 of Dennis Williams. And the 26 of Adam Beatenbaugh. Philip Cobb going to call it a night as he parks it on the infield. Field showing the one to go sign this time by with 13 laps in. 37 more trips around the speedway and somebody will be $3,000 richer. So far it's been all the magic man Mark Wagner, but quietly making his way back up through the field. The 08 champion, Johnny Collins. Here they come to the stripe. Green flags out. We're underway. Keith Nosbusch trying to take a quick move on the inside of the 7 to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald have nothing of it as he holds him off in the second position. Here comes Tyler Ivey. Tyler Ivey bursting through the pack. Moves up into that fourth position around the 5 of Johnny Collins. Tyler Ivey really looking smooth out there on the racetrack as he'll work on the 101 of Nosbusch. Johnny Collins trying to battle back, but Tyler Ivey really looking good on the racetrack. 21 of Ivan and Lloyd now working on the inside of the 12 of Nosbusch. He'll get that position. But Tyler Ivey, the man on the mission now, started back in that sixth row, already up to the fourth position. Mark Whitener, your leader. Jason Fitzgerald in second. Keith Nosbusch is third. Tyler Ivey fourth. Now Johnny Collins trying to get back on the inside of Tyler Ivey. Russell Brown behind them. Then it's Ivan and Lloyd, Jackie Nosbusch, and Patrick Williams. Racing all over the racetrack now as we got side by side back farther in the back. Brandon DeWitt and the 18 of J.O. Nobles going at it. Clay Beatenbaugh, Shane Williams, Wayne Schubert, Dusty Cohn, all right there with each other. Whitener now making a clinic of this one as he comes up on the 00 of Billy Costello, coming back up on the tail end of the field. Move over flag given to the 00 of Billy Costello as they go down into 1. Tyler Ivey now starting to put a little distance between himself and the 5 of Johnny Collins as they head down the backstretch and into turn number 3. Drew, Jason Fitzgerald getting around Billy Costello, almost clips the front end of that car. Here comes Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with a run on the inside on the 24. 24 of Dennis Williams. So the 24 of Dennis Williams in front of the 5 of Mark Whitener loops it. Caution flag on the speedway. 7 of Jason Fitzgerald was trying to make the move on the inside of Whitener. 24 of Dennis Williams right in the racing path. Loops it over in turn number 2. Caution flag on the speedway. All right, got him lined back up in that Delaware restart. Whitener, your leader. Fitzgerald in second. Nosbusch is third. Ivy, Collins, Russell Brown, and Ivan and Lloyd as they get the white flag. 20 laps in, 30 to go before we cut that $3,000 check. Oh, here we come. Finger on the trigger. They hit the line in turn number 4. The green flag waves. We're back underway. Oh, beating and banging in the 101 of Nosbusch. Bullies his way up into the second position. Tyler Ivey now working on the inside. The 7 of Fitzgerald for that third spot. Beating and banging, slopping sheet metal out there on the racetrack. And Tyler Ivey takes so over the second spot. Mark Whitener is your leader. The 1-1 up Nosbitt in the second position. In the 47 to Tyler Ivey. In third, Johnny Collins, fourth, Russell Brown up to fifth. But he's dealing the challenge of the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd trying to close in on the double zero of Russell Brown for that fifth spot. Jason Fitzgerald dropping back through the field like a lead pipe in the water mountain. You know, up front, Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd looking on the inside of double zero of Russell Brown for that fifth spot. And the double zero, Billy Costello, brings out the caution flag over in turn number four. Okay, the five of Magic Man Mark Whitener continues to lead this one. And it's a 1-1 of Keith Nosbitt. Seven of Fitzgerald having a couple of words with Keith Nosbitt in the 1-1. A little bumpy restart. Nosbitt taking over that second spot. Tyler Ivey in the third position. Five of Johnny Collins in the fourth spot. Double zero of Russell Brown. The 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. 38 of Patrick Williams. The 7 of Jason Fitzgerald. 2 of Brandon DeWitt. 18 of J.O. Nobles. The 31 of Shane Williams. Coming to one to go at the strike. Magic Man Mark Whitener has led from the drop of the green flag, but it's been anything and everything behind him as everybody's swapping positions. Jackie Nosbitt in the 12 comes back out onto the speedway. All right, they're giving the one to go sign. 23 laps in, 27 laps left to go. Whitener picking it up and putting it down. Here he comes to turn number four. The green flag waves. We're underway. Now it's Tyler Ivey taking into that second position, getting around the 101 of Nosbitt. Ivey going to set his sights on the five of Whitener, but it's going to be a tough road to hoe as Whitener's led from the drop of the green flag. Johnny Collins in that four spot. Here comes the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd going to put a fender up on the quarter panel of Johnny Collins. Contact. Lloyd got it back out. As he comes back up, though, he'll make it back in. Mark Whitener is your leader as they get the halfway sign this time by. Tyler Ivey trying to hold off the charge of the 101 of Nosbitt for that second position. Nosbitt sliding up high over in turn number two. Collins still holding on to that four spot. Ivan and Lloyd in fifth trying to reel back in the five of Collins. And the 51 of Bobby Clark and the 12 of Jackie Nosbitt get together in turn two. Caution flag on the speedway. Once again, I want to thank all the folks out there listening on Real Racing USA, realracingusa.com, for all your internet radio shows. Make sure you tune in to realracingusa.com. And videos will be available on realracingusa.com of this race about Wednesday or Thursday. Check out realracingusa.com for videos of this race here from the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series at Ocala Speedway. So with 25 laps in the books, it's still the Magic Man Mark Whitener, 47 of Tyler Ivey, the 101 of Keith Nosbitt, the 5 of Johnny Collins, the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd will be your top 5. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7, the 38 of Patrick Williams, the double zero of Russell Brown, 18 of J.O. Nobles, 2 of Brandon DeWitt, the 31 of Shane Williams, the 1 of Wayne Shugart, 6 of Clay Beatonball, the 17 of Dusty Cone, the double zero of Billy Costello, 1 of Jordy Nipper, the 26 of Adam Beatonball, the 24 of Dennis Williams, and the 51 of Bobby Clark. little body work over there on the 0-2 of Travis Roden, one of the Pace American Rookie of the Year contenders. Get him lined back up for that Delaware restart. Five of Mark Whitener will be out front. Field showing the one to go sign this time by halfway home in this 50 lapper, $3,000 to win United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series race. Got them lined up side by side behind the five of Whitener. Field starting to pick up the pace as they enter turn number three. Flagman got the green in hand. Here we go. We're back underway. Green, green, green. Ivy and Nosbush side by side as they go down into one. Now Ivy sliding a little bit high. Here comes the 21 of Ivy and Lloyd. Ivy and Lloyd looking on the inside of the 47 of Ivy. Not going to get it done, though. Ivy holds on to that third position. Tyler Ivy now battling back on the inside of the 101 of Nosbush as they go down into turn number one. Johnny Collins still holding on that fifth spot. Here comes the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald trying to take it away. 38 at Patrick Williams, 00 of Russell Brown. But man up front, the magic man Mark Whitener pulling away from the 101 of Nosbush. And we got one facing the wrong direction over in turn number four. Yellow flag comes back out on the speedway. Speed starting to pick up now as the track really starting to come in, getting a little dark down there in turn number one. And safety crews over there getting it on hand at 38 of Patrick Williams. The one facing the wrong direction over there in turn number four brings out the latest caution flag with 27 laps in the books. Make sure to check out UnitedDirtLateModels.com, UnitedDirtLateModels.com for the complete schedule for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, all the results from last year. Videos and everything, pictures up there on UnitedDirtLateModels.com. Ziegler Racing Engines have been building racing engines for over 22 years. They're a fully equipped high performance machine shop and dyno service. They have built all types of racing motors, including sprint cars, late models, modifieds, road racing, drag motors, and all racing applications for dirt and asphalt. Ziegler Racing Engines takes pride on their one-to-one relationship with their customers, their hands-on service, and their long relationship with their parts distributors for the ultimate performance and success on the racetrack. They are located at 14421 60th Street North in Clearwater, Florida. Contact them at 727-538-9092. Ziegler Racing Engines. Got them all lined up in that Delaware restart as they head down into turn number three. Coming down, green, 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 here we go, back on it, now we go. Tyler Ivey looks on the outside, takes over that second position from the 101 of Nosbush. 21 of Ivan and Lloyd right there in the fourth spot, but up front, magic man Mark Whitener pulling away again. Whitener leads him out of turn number four, he'll cross the stripe first, then it's Tyler Ivey, Keith Nosbush. Ivan and Lloyd right on his back bumper, the five of Collins. Collins now feeling it from the seven of Jason Fitzgerald. He's got a run on the inside of Collins as they head down the backstretch into turn number three. Fitzgerald makes a complete move as they come out of turn number four, but Collins trying to battle back on the outside as they're still side by side as they go down to one. Now Nosbush sides up high, opens the door from the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. Lloyd now moves up into the third position. Johnny Collins trying to run that high line now. It's not getting it done as Jason Fitzgerald takes over that spot. He'll lose two positions. The Nosbusch and the double zero of Russell Brown. Mark Wagner continues to lead as we click off 31 laps. Tyler Ivey up to second, trying to reel him in, but he's got to deal with the 21 of the professor, Ivan and Lloyd, in that third spot. Jason Fitzgerald managing to make his way back up into that board position. Nosbusch, Keith Nosbusch back to the fifth spot. Russell Brown in sixth. Johnny Collins back to seventh. 18 up J.O. Nobles, the 2 of Brandon DeWitt, 31 up Shane Williams, the 17 up Dusty Cone. Twenty-one up Ivan and Lloyd trying to close in on the 47. Oh, and your leader goes around. The Magic Man, Mark Wagner, going around in turn number 2. So, 5W of Mark Wagner, lap car of Bobby Clark getting into him, causing him to go around, so he will retain the top spot. And the 51 of Bobby Clark causes the third yellow flag, and he will head into the pits. That's the end of the night for Bobby Clark. So the 51 of Bobby Clark going to be parked for the night. So a little bit of excitement for the leader, the Magic Man, Mark Wagner. The first excitement he's really had for the evening as he has dominated this race so far. All 33 laps go to the 5W of Mark Wagner. All right, field showing the one. Oh! And almost had a pileup down here in turn number 1. Mark Wagner, slow on the racetrack, gets it back in gear. He'll take it back up to the front of the pack. Not sure what that was about. Possibly jumped out of gear for the Magic Man, Mark Wagner. He'll make his way back up to the front of the pack. Whitener, Ivy, Lloyd, Fitzgerald, Brown, and Nosbusch. Then Collins, Nobles. 33 laps in. 17 laps left to go in this one. Coming to the stripe in turn number 4, the green waves, we're back underway. Once again, it's a side-by-side battle for that second position. Oh, man, the 18 of J.O. Nobles lurking on the inside. The double zero, Russell Brown, back there in the back. Tyler Ivey and Ivan and Lloyd, though, really going at it as they go down into turn number 4. And Ivey will take the second position, but Ivan and Lloyd will battle back on the inside. Up front, the Magic Man, Mark Wagner, begins to pull away again as they go down in the 3. Johnny Collins now working on the outside, the 101 of Nosbusch for that fifth spot. And Collins takes the position away. Nosbusch back to the sixth position, the 40-00 Brown. And we got one over in turn number 4. Double zero of Costello, 02 of Roden. Travis Roden, Billy Costello getting together in turn number 4. Zero-two of Travis Roden, one of the Pace America Rookie of the Year contenders, pulls away. Like the double zero, Billy Costello might need a little push from the push trucks to get himself back underway. Nope, gets fired back up. Out of body damage on the 0-2 of Travis Roden. Mark Whitener continues to lead this one. If anybody's got anything for him, they need to get it hooked up and get it done pretty quick. Only 15 laps left to go. Billy Costello gets it fired back up. White flag comes out. One to go this time by. Still, it's Ivan and Lloyd. Tyler Ivey. Jason Fitzgerald and Johnny Collins, your top five. Here we go. At a turn number four, they fire. And Ivan and Lloyd now going to make a challenge for the lead. Ivan and Lloyd going to try and close in on Mark Whitener, but Whitener too smart for him as they head down the backstretch. But here comes Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd up into that second position. 47 of Tyler Ivey right there. Ivan and Lloyd using that high line, but so is Mark Whitener. Five up Johnny Collins now working on the outside of the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that third position. Tyler Ivey trying to battle back on the inside of the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd for second. Here comes Jason Fitzgerald. Four car battle for that second position now. It's Mark Whitener all up by himself. Johnny Collins now trying to work that high line. Oh, and the hood just came up. The hood just came up on the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd. Could impair the vision now as he goes down in three. Oh, and Ivan and Lloyd loops it over to turn number four. Ivan and Lloyd turns it over in turn number four. Waiting for the call from the officials. And it looks like suspension damage on the 21 of Ivan and Lloyd as he takes it down into the pits. One of the contenders for this one. Racing really hard. And he takes that car down into the pits. Ivan and Lloyd going to have that car attended to. Mark Whitener in the 5 continues to lead the 47 of Tyler Ivey in second, but coming up the 5 of Johnny Collins. Field shown the white flag, 37 laps in, 13 laps left to go. Field rolls down the backstretch as we get ready to go back to green flag racing. At a turn number four, the green flag waves. We're back underway, and it's Tyler Ivey and Johnny Collins battling for that second position. At a turn number two, Collins will temporarily take it over, but here comes Tyler Ivey now working with the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the inside of Ivey, trying to take over that third position. Johnny Collins trying to run in the 5 of Mark Whitener. Going to be a tough time as Collins slides way up high, drove it deep down into 1. Loses some ground on your leader, the 5 of Mark Whitener. 47 of Tyler Ivey in that second position with the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald in the 4 spot. Up the 5th, the 00 of Russell Brown. 6, the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. Now it's Tyler Ivey trying to work back on the inside of the 5 of Johnny Collins as the 5W of Whitener pulls away from the duo. 10 laps left to go. 10 laps left to go to decide this one. Collins using that high berm now. And we got the 38 of Patrick Williams idle over in turn number 4. It looks like he got a little bit around over in turn number 4. So inside the 10-lap window, we will go back to a single-file restart. So Johnny Collins pulling up beside the magic man Mark Whitener, giving a little bit of word of encouragement. A letting him know the locomotive is behind him. But the Magic Man's had the magic tonight. Whitener is your leader. Collins in second. Ivy is third. Fitzgerald is fourth. And Russell Brown, your fifth place car. All right, here we go. 10 laps left to go. They've given the white flag. They're heading down the backstretch. Going to try and bring this one home. 10 laps. Here we go. Green flag's out. We're back underway. Wainer gets a good jump on the 5 of Collins now. But Johnny Collins liking that high line. Tyler Ivey bursts back on the inside of the 5 of Collins. Collins with the horsepower down the backstretch. Looking good on that high side. But here comes Tyler Ivey. Tyler Ivey using that low line. Collins up close to that front stretch wall. He'll lose some ground to the 5 of Whitener now as the 47 of Tyler Ivey moves back up into the second position. Johnny Collins is third. Jason Fitzgerald fourth. And Keith Nosbusch now up to the fifth spot as he gets around the 00 of Russell Brown Jr. Inside 10 laps left to go as Johnny Collins dives it down low on the inside of Tyler Ivey but slides it back up high. He'll lose a position to the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald. Collins coming back on the outside. Johnny Collins using that high line now, trying to move back up into that third position, trying to reel in the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Meanwhile, the 5 of Whitener just walking the dog on the rest of the field. Jason Fitzgerald now moving back up into the third position, but he'll build the heat from the 5 of Collins back into the third position. Whitener continues the lead. Ivey in second. Battle for that third position between Jason Fitzgerald and Johnny Collins. 101 up Nosbusch, up to fifth. Dennis Russell Brown, Dusty Cone. 31 up Shane Williams, J.O. Nobles. As we get the 5 to go sign, this time by 5 laps left to go. Mark Whitener is continuing the lead. Tyler Ivey in second. Jason Fitzgerald is third. Johnny Collins trying to move back up into that podium finish as he'll work that high line over in turn number 4. Dust starting to fly here at Ocala Speedway as the laps continue to wind down. Whitener now starting to encounter a little bit of lap traffic as he'll move down into turn number 3. He'll come out of turn number 4. Whitener continues to lead. Ivy now with a solid second place. Jason Fitzgerald up to third. Johnny Collins in the fourth spot, but here comes the 101 of Nosbusch trying to take it away. Double sticks this time by for the Magic Man, Mark Whitener, as Tyler Ivey now starting to close in. Tyler Ivey within a car length now as they come out of turn number 2. Lap traffic coming into play now as Dennis Williams going to slide it up high. Here we go, Tyler Ivey not unfamiliar with these last lap passes as the white flag comes out. Whitener picking his lines carefully now as he comes out of turn number 2. They'll head down the backstretch. Beaten ball is next, then it's Brandon DeWitt. Down into turn number 3. Tyler Ivey going to make one last charge at it. Here they come, out of turn number 4. Mark Whitener, your winner. Tyler Ivey in second. Jason Fitzgerald is third. Johnny Collins is fourth. And Russell Brown Jr. is your fifth place car. All right, we'll head down the track and we'll interview the winners here in just a minute.
Are we getting ready to do some driver interviews on the front stretch? Want to remind those fans that might be heading for the exits, but be careful on your way home. Don't forget, 1 week from tonight here at Ocala Speedway, the Open Wheel Modifieds will be back. They'll be joined by the B8 Thunderstocks, brought to you by MZOR. Also, the Hobby Stocks, the Gladiators, everybody will be back having a great night of racing 1 week from tonight right here at America's Dirt Track. You want to keep up with what's on the schedule, go to www.ocalaspeedway.com. Click on the season schedule and get the most up-to-date information on what's happening right here in beautiful downtown Zuber. Don't forget, fans, once all the race cars are in place in the pits, we'll throw open the pit gate and let you go back there. See the cars up close, meet the drivers, get some autographs, buy a T-shirt, whatever you want to do. The pit gate will be opening up shortly so that you can go back there and see the drivers. Want to thank the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series for visiting with us tonight here at Ocala Speedway. Man, oh man, what a show they put on. Also want to thank all of our mini stock drivers and our hobby stock drivers. They also put on a great show for us tonight here at America's Dirt Track. Once again, a big thank you to everybody that came out tonight. Hope to see you back in 1 week here at Ocala Speedway. And, hey, we've got driver interviews coming your way, so don't run away too quick. Lots of hardware making its way out to the front stretch. Trophies going to the winners. And one more time, as we're getting set to get our driver interviews underway, want to say thank you to the guys from Advance Auto Parts for coming on board for 2009. Also, to Sunbelt Equipment Rentals for coming on board and joining the Ocala Speedway Racing family here in 2009. Making his way out to the front stretch here once again is United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series announcer, Rick Engies.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for tonight's feature event winner, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Mark, that was one awesome display out there. This race car was just on a rail all night long. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is an awesome race car. I'm glad we were able to show it tonight. And it's fast. I towed it in on a lap car, but I don't know. They was telling them to move. They just wouldn't move, so...
Tell us a little bit about the people that help you with this race car, bro.
Terry Ride does everything. Pays for it, works on it. He does everything. It's for him, my wife, my dad, my brother-in-law, Terry's brother. Everybody works on it. Donald Mosley is part owner, so it's a team deal.
Great way to kick off the 2009 season.
Thanks, sir.
All right, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Finishing in the second position at number 47, let's hear it for Tyler Ivey. Brother, what an awesome job out there. A couple times you got close to Mark. You had a lot of battles behind you.
Oh, yeah. There was a pretty good race. And, you know, Ivan got up there, Johnny. You know, started in the middle of the pack and worked my way up, and the car was working pretty good.
Now, the track was a little bit rough when we started tonight. Did it come in pretty good for you?
Oh, yeah. Wherever it's black at, I don't like. Whenever it's, you know, this white color, that's what I like. And if it wasn't that black in there, I think we could have won the race.
Now, who's some of the sponsors on this race car, bro?
I got to thank my car owner, Jimmy Crowder, right there. And my crew, Stacy and Tate. And I want to say hey to my girlfriend and Chris for coming to watch me tonight.
All right. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Tallahassee Terror, Tyler Ivey. And finishing in the third position in the number seven, let's hear it for Jason Fitzgerald. Jason, couple of tough restarts here in this one. He came back, he got it back up to third, but you really had to battle for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, our car was all right tonight. We stumbled on the heat race there. We got some bad carburetor problems or motor problems, whatever it is. We worked on it the whole time. Really didn't get to make no changes to the car, but it still wasn't really running right. I mean, it was decent enough. You know, there's, you know, a couple guys in front of me there. I guess they wanted to put me in the wall or whatever they were doing there on that one restart. Got me shuffled back. But luckily we got work back up there, you know, a little bit. And I'll remember how they race now.
All right. Who's some of your sponsors, brother?
Thank you. I'd like to thank M&M Transport Refrigeration, you know, the Bobby Labonte Foundation, all of our product sponsors. My car owner, Merle Mixon, his wife, Patty. My crew guys, man, they worked their butts off. And GRT race car, I tell you what, it's a new car last week. Skip Arp helps me out, you know, quite a bit on it. And I know he can't hear me right now, but I'd like to thank him. You know, it's the car was pretty good. I just needed my motor to be with me tonight.
All right, good run. Third position, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Fitzgerald. Ladies and gentlemen, along with Ken Kenny and the staff and crew here at the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. Had a great time here at Ocala Speedway. Next up, Golden Isles. We'll see you real soon. Good night now.